Airlock status?
Inner hatch closed. Outer hatch open. Shuttle umbilical is deployed. Airlock pressure is currently equalized. The airlock is empty.
Close the outer hatch. Signal the shuttle to retract the umbilical. Speak English, Dino Man.
I was not grateful for the smell of the last object.
The turtle? Didn't bother me. Although I thought it was rude of her to lay that egg during the med scan. Aren't dinos and turtles second cousins or something?
Oh, we have no mutuality with turtles. We Hainan eat a creature very much like your Earth turtles.
You'd eat anything, Silouan. You'd eat me if it was allowed.
It is a sadness that humans are intelligent. You would make a toothsome delicacy. There's more meat on you than on our rabbit.
Is that what's wriggling in your lunch bag? Little bunnies?
Oh, not little at all. Most plump. And the two of you are New Zealand whites. Would you enjoy a bite?
Silouan. I wish you'd snack in private.
Since there are no subjects scheduled to be translated until this afternoon, there is time for us to play poker together.
You never learn, do you? I haven't finished counting what I won from you last night.
The probabilities are now favorable to me.
Sorry, Silouan, but I have to be in the mood to take your money. Maybe another time.
Well, then I will encounter you next at Scan Center at 1500 hours.
I'm beat. Do you hear that, Room? I don't want to see anyone or talk to anyone, not even you.
But you have 13 messages.
They can wait. And hold the incoming. I'll deal with it all later. What is that noise?
The room environment you ordered. Down East Sunrise.
Get rid of it. It's making me seasick.
You haven't eaten in 7 hours. I can order you a snack.
Not hungry.
Not even for a Bananarama?
Nope. My feet are killing me.
How about some nice hot egg rolls? Are you unwell, Michael?
In the pink. God.
Please, step up to the scanner.
Hey, I just want to be left alone.
Michael.
All right. But I'm fine.
Your anxiety indicators are elevated.
I've got a tough job, okay?
I'm correlating environmental stressors.
Whose side are you on anyway? Mine or the dinos?
There are no sides, Michael. There's only the galactic harmony. I confirm a high probability that your stress has to do with the translation subject, Kamala Shastri. She's on the schedule for this afternoon?
Christ.
You've waited 3 years for her return, Michael.
I wasn't waiting, I was working.
You have done 314 translations, the most of any human. Everyone you started with on Tulin Station has long since stood down and returned to Earth. You signed on for 2 duty extensions.
I had to finish my paper about the dinos. Kill the damn rainforest, would you? All that water makes me want to piss.
What do you think is going to happen when you see her?
Probably nothing. I don't know. You know, Kamala Shastri is the only quantum scan I've ever kept. Yeah, here's the disc. I know more about her, at least as she was 3 years ago, than I know about myself. And she probably won't even remember my name. Look at her. When we sent it again, she massed 50,391.72 grams, and her red cell count was 4.81 million per cubic millimeter. She could play the Nagasvaram, which is some kind of bamboo flute. Her father came from Thana, near Bombay. And her favorite flavor of chewy fruit was watermelon. And she'd had 5 lovers. And when she was 11, she wanted to be a gymnast. But instead, she had become a biomaterials engineer, who at age 29 had volunteered to go to the stars to learn how to grow artificial eyes. It took her 2 years to get through the training to be translated. She knew she could have backed out at any time, right up until the moment Silouan translated her into a superluminal signal. She understood exactly what it meant to balance the equation. She damn well understood.
I'm retrieving the record of June 22nd, 2069.
What are you doing? I don't want to watch the record again. It was hard enough living through it.
You bear no responsibility in the matter, Michael. Isn't it time you accepted that? Here, watch.
Airlock status?
Inner hatch closed. Outer hatch is open to shuttle umbilical. Equalizing airlock pressure. The airlock is occupied. Equalization completed.
Open the inner hatch. Kamala Shastri, welcome to Tulin Station. My name is Michael. I'm supposed to be a sapientologist, but I also moonlight as the local guide.
Guide? Okay. Where are they?
The dinos? Well, they must be around here somewhere.
You call the Hainan dinos?
Why not? They call us names, too. Babies, the weeps. Ever met a dino?
No.
Of course not. See, people who don't know the dinos tend to romanticize them. The wise and noble reptiles who had mastered superluminal physics and introduced Earth to the wonders of the galactic harmony, blah, blah, blah. You want to know what they're really like? You got to play poker with Silouan or watch Lena chomping a live hamster.
No, thank you.
Had you eaten?
Yes. No. I'm not hungry.
Let me guess. You're too nervous to eat. You're too nervous to talk, even. You wish I'd just shut up, pop you into the marble, and beam you out. Let's just get this thing the hell over with, eh?
I don't mind the conversation, actually.
Might as well get you checked in. Reception is this way. Well, Kamala, it is my solemn duty to advise you that there are no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on Gend, and no chicken vindaloo. What's my name again?
Michael?
See, you're not that nervous. Not one taco or a single slice of eggplant pizza. This is your last chance to eat like a human.
Oh. Actually, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea.
A tea they've got. Of course, they brew it from lawn clippings.
The Gendians don't keep lawns. They live underground.
Refresh my memory. Are they the ferrets or the things with the orange bumps?
They look nothing like ferrets.
Here you are.
Is that your fingernail?
Afraid so. The dinos must be restless. Sorry, but I'm supposed to take their calls in discreet mode.
Michael, Silouan. A problem with the marble. Most negligible, really. But we'll have to void the last two from today's schedule. You must wait them at Lunex Station until first shift tomorrow. Can this one be delayed for an hour?
She's kind of jumpy. But I think I can keep her in the jar for an hour. No more, though. And you better speak to her. Kamala, would you like to meet a Hainan? Here, I'll transfer him to the wall picks. Silouan, this is Kamala Shastri. Silouan is the one who actually runs the marble. I'm just the doorman.
Kamala, you will accept my happiest intentions for you?
Of course.
And you will permit us to render you this translation?
Yes.
Have you questions?
Which came first, the lizard or the egg?
It will be excellent for you to begin when?
She's just having a little tea. I'll bring her along when she's done. Say an hour?
No, really, it won't...
That would be most appropriate, Michael.
Why did you do that? I want to go now.
It says here that you have to wait your turn. You're not the only migrator on this morning's list. Don't worry, I'll make the time fly. Tell me a secret.
What?
A secret. You know, something no one else knows.
You're kidding.
Look, in a little while you're going someplace that's what, 310 light years away? You're scheduled to stay for 3 years. By the time you come back, I'm going to be rich, famous, and elsewhere. We'll probably never see each other again. So what have you got to lose? I promise not to tell.
This is another test, right? After everything they have put me through, they still have not decided whether to send me to Gend?
Oh, no. In a couple of hours, you'll be cracking nuts with ferrets in some dark, smelly burrow. This is just me talking.
You're crazy.
Actually, I believe the technical term is logomaniac. It's from the Greek. Logos meaning word, mania meaning 2 bits short of a bite. I just love to talk is all. Tell you what, I'll go first. If my secret isn't juicy enough, you don't have to tell me anything.
If it's all the same to you,
I was brought up Catholic. I'm not anymore, but that's not the secret. My parents sent me to Mary Mother of God High School. We called it Mugu. It was run by a couple of old priests, Father Thomas and his wife, Mother Jennifer. Father Tom taught physics, which I got a D in, mostly because he talked like he had walnuts in his mouth. Mother Jennifer taught theology and had all the warmth of a marble pew. Her nickname was Mama Mugu. One night, just 2 weeks before my graduation, Father Tom and Mama Mugu went out in their Chevy Minimus for ice cream. On the way home, Mama Mugu pushed a yellow light and got broadsided by a 3-ton transport. Like I said, she was old, 120-something. They should have lifted her license back in the 50s. She was killed instantly. Father Tom died in the hospital. Of course, we were all supposed to feel sorry for them, and I guess I did a little, but I never really liked either of them. And I resented the way their deaths had screwed things up for my class. So I was more annoyed than sorry. But then I also had this edge of guilt for being so uncharitable. Maybe you'd have to grow up Catholic to understand that. Anyway, the day after it happened, they called an assembly in the gym. And we were all there, squirming on the bleachers. And the cardinal himself telepresented a sermon. He kept trying to comfort us, like it had been our parents that had died. If he keeps this up, he's going to bore me to death. Then we'll have to have another assembly.
Burr! You, Michael Burr! Come down here right now!
So I spent the last week of my senior year with an in-school suspension. Want some more tea?
Why are you telling me this?
It's part of the secret. See, my family lived down the street from Holy Spirit Cemetery. And in order to get to the transport line on McKinley Avenue, I had to cut through. Now, this happened a couple of days after I got in trouble at the assembly. It was around midnight. And I was coming home from a graduation party where I had taken a couple of hits of insight, so I was feeling sly as a philosopher king. As I walked through the cemetery, I stumbled across two dirt mounds right next to each other. At first I thought they were flower beds. Then I saw the wooden crosses. Fresh graves. Here lies Father Tom and Mama Mugu. There wasn't much to the crosses. They were basically just stakes with cross pieces painted white and hammered into the ground. The names were hand-printed on them. The way I figured it, they were there to mark the graves until the stones got delivered. I didn't need any insight to recognize a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If I switched them, what were the chances anyone was going to notice? It was no problem sliding them out of their holes. I smoothed the dirt with my hands and then ran like hell.
That was a terrible thing to do.
Absolutely. Although, the dinos think that the whole idea of planting bodies in graveyards and marking them with carved rocks is weepy. They say there is no identity in dead meat, so why get so sentimental about it? Lena keeps asking how come we don't put markings over our droppings. But that's not the secret. See, it had been a warmish night in the middle of June. Only as I ran, the air turned cold. Freezing. I could see my breath. And my shoes got heavier and heavier, like they had turned to stone. As I got closer to the back gate, it felt like I was fighting a strong wind, except my clothes weren't flapping. I slowed to a walk. I know I could have pushed through, but my heart was thumping. And then I heard this whispery seashell noise. Then I panicked. So the secret is, I'm a coward. I switched the crosses back and never went near that cemetery again. As a matter of fact, when I grew up, I came here to Tulin, which is about as far away from it as I could get. True story. I swear to God.
You're... What are you?
One secret at a time. Your turn.
Oh. No, I can't. I don't have anything that good. You've told that before.
Once. To the Hanan. During the psych screening for this job. Only I didn't tell them the last part. I know how dinos think, so I ended it when I switched the crosses. The rest is baby stuff. Don't forget, you promised to keep my secret.
Did I?
Tell me about when you were young. Where did you grow up?
Toronto.
And in Toronto?
There was something, but not funny. Sad.
Sad is fine with me.
When I was 10, we moved to an apartment right downtown on Bloor Street so my mother could be close to work. She's an accountant. My father wrote wallpaper for Imagineering. It was a huge building. It seemed as if we were always getting into the elevator with 10 neighbors we never knew we had. I was coming home from school one day when an old woman stopped me in the lobby. She was tottering around on a pair of broken-down exo legs.
Little girl, how would you like to earn $10?
I'm sorry. My parents don't want me talking to strangers.
I'm not a stranger. I live right here in the building, same as you. I've seen you before. What's your name?
Kamala.
Kamala. Oh, what a beautiful name. Listen, Kamala, I want you to do something for me. A favor. Here's my grocery list, and here's my cash card. I want you to go down to the Food City. Produce is always fresher there. I'd do it myself, but with these damned exo legs, it would take all afternoon.
But Food City delivers. All the groceries deliver.
Well, never mind about that. Listen, Kamala, do you like chocolate chip cookies?
Everybody does.
You're right. Give me the list back. I'm writing down chocolate chip cookies. Get your favorite kind, and when you come back, we'll have some. And I'll give you the $10, okay? I'm in apartment 10W.
10W. Okay. Mrs.
Kamala! Come in! Come in!
Maybe I should have been more suspicious, but she was so crippled, and I knew I could outrun an old lady in exolegs if I had to. All she really wanted was someone to talk to, and she was willing to pay for it, usually $5 or $10, depending on how long I stayed. Soon I was stopping by almost every day after school. I think my parents would have made me stop if they had known. They were very strict. They would not have liked me taking her money. But neither of them got home until after 6, so it was my secret to keep.
Who was she? What did you talk about?
Her name was Margaret Ace. She was 97 years old, and I think she had been some kind of counselor. Her husband and her daughter had both died, and she was alone. I didn't find out much about her. She made me do most of the talking. She asked me about my friends and what I was learning in school and my family, things like that.
That's me again. Sorry, but if a dino so much as sneezes, we've got to jump.
I'm Michael. I am pleased to call you to here.
We're on our way. See, Kamala, I told you we'd make time fly. I'm ready if you are.
Now?
Now. So tell me. What happened that was so sad? Hey, don't keep me in suspense here, Kamala. You have to finish the story.
No, I don't think I do.
All right. Here's the scan center.
It's huge.
The largest space on Tulen Station. That thing that looks like a big blue marble?
The containment for the QNSA.
Quick, what's that stand for?
The Quantum Non-Demolition Sensor Array. And you don't have to distract me anymore, Michael. I'm not afraid. This is what I came here to do.
That window over there is the control room. Wave to Silouan. Hi, Silouan.
I can't stop her.
For now, but she's right on the edge. What took you so long, Dino Man?
Ah, welcome, Kamala Shastri. You are ready to open your translation?
Yes. Is this where I take my clothes off?
If you would be so convenient.
I'm ready.
It would be well to enter the fogger.
She's all set. Close the hatch. That's not really fog, of course. Those are nano lenses. You can't see them, can't really feel them, but they stick to you and deploy. They're what the scanner sees through, so we can send your information to Gen.
Michael, would you please stop? I went through the training, you know. I learned all of this months ago. I know what's going to happen.
No. Don't talk. Just take deep breaths. You need to pull the nano into your lungs so it passes through your bloodstream into the brain. That's it. Silouan, I think she's about done.
Now, you must arrange yourself on the scanning table and enable Michael to fix you in place.
Watch your step here on the gantry ladder. Okay, Silouan, open the marble. So anyway, the patter is a trick. I learned it from my dentist. If you keep telling the patient what you're doing, she gets too annoyed at you to worry about what's happening to her.
I'm not your patient.
That's the scanning table. Step over the edge of the marble, then lie down on it. Don't touch any other surface. That's it. Sure you don't want to tell me the rest of the secret? Suit yourself. This is going to happen just like you practiced it. I'm respraying the bottoms of your feet with nano. It might tickle. You should begin your breathing exercises now. And remember, no skipping rope or whistling while you're in the scanner.
Just do it and leave me alone.
Deep breath now. I'm touching the sparker to your toe. That crackling you hear is just the nano weaving into a net. In a second, it'll stiffen, locking you in place. Okay? And that's it, Kamala. You should be in the marble for a couple of minutes at most. I'm headed down to the control room. Silouan, close the marble. Have a safe trip. You bit the ferrets for me.
The subject has been in the QNSA for 2 minutes.
Ew. It stinks in here, Dino Man. What are you using for deodorant? Vinegar?
Your scent gives me no joy either. I believe that if you had a real nose, we'd be human. You would long ago have cut it off rather than smell yourself.
What's wrong with my nose?
Aside from being practically useless, it is noisy, hairy, and puny.
You dinos just wish you had hair. Everything is set with the marble?
I am trusting, but it has been a curious morning.
52% complete. 88% complete. The quantum scanning of translation subject Kamala Shastri, task 138784, is now complete. Compressing sagittal, axial, and coronal data.
I was sure this one was going to be trouble. Something behind the eyes.
Initiating electromagnetic vacuum fluctuations.
What is it, Silouan?
J Generating superluminal...
In English, damn it, talk to me.
Oh, this is not a happy result, Michael.
The subject has been in the QNSA for 3 minutes.
Stop. Stop it.